We'll go to W8SJK Warren. Maybe Warren can unravel the mystery of when the Michigan Thumbnet began. Warren, it's your turn. You go right ahead.
Okay. Real fine, John. KD2TV and MTN, W8SJK. Well, it goes back into the 50s. I also have one of them certificates. And I was, at that time, I guess my qualification was president, but I didn't get my call put in that border. I don't know how it come. The fellow that made that certificate was, he was from Vassar. And I went with NGO to visit him there. But that, somehow or other, we got tangled up with the FCC. The club had a radio station, complete radio station set up in Carroll in the TV shop. And the fellow wasn't licensed there, but he thought he could use it. So for some reason or other, seeing that I was listed as the main man there, why, I got the summons, so. Never used it, never touched it. But anyhow, I knew about it, but there always seems to be a little contention between members of the club, and there was there, and I don't know. I didn't. Apparently, they didn't want to own me or something. But it was in the 50s there. We used to go to Carroll and meet in the elbow room over there in the hotel. And there was quite a group of people in that outfit then. I think a lot more than there is today. But anyhow, that's quite a story. But I should have been on that list, but I wasn't. So, in that border around that, I got one upstairs. I'll have to get it down and look at it. But that's the fellow that made it. Jim knows his call. He's passed on now. I went with Jim to visit him one time over to Vassar there. So, but we used to go every... I don't remember which day it was, but we didn't very often miss them. It was W8ONW and W8CTG and Gully. There was a couple others, and we always went over to Vassar. Hardly ever missed a meeting. But anyhow, that's the story. There used to be old Russ White. Got to where there was other groups come in there. So that's kind of giving away my age, fellas. And I got up in lots of time this morning, but I have a little trouble getting equilibrium set up and getting around. So that's the best I can do on that. There was another question, but I didn't make note of it, so... But I remember the lots of those meetings, just each one individually. Old DUH used to sit there in the club station, and they always had some kind of a meal. I don't know why. Today, I don't care about having meals like that, but they always had some kind of a meal, or sandwiches or something. So that's the story. So it goes back into the 50s, but just how far back, I don't know. Then there was kind of a parting of the ways. The guys from Bad Axe started their own club. And then we quit meeting in the elbow room. So that's about all I can help you there. I used to have a lot of stuff, but I don't remember who I give that to after somebody else took over. So, it's getting a little bit lighter. The fog's lifting. So I could see a man stand here about an eighth of a mile south of here anyhow. So, let's see, what else have we got? Yeah, you were lucky, Bill, when you found that leak. We had, I'd been to a swap and shop, and there'd been a thunderstorm somewhere, and we're on the end of the line here, and got on the power line and come up, blew our transformer all to kingdom come. It had one of them cast iron tops on it, you know, and my wife went down in the basement, and the gas line comes from the gas tank out in the yard, and it runs about 2 feet over the fuse box, and it jumped from the shield on the service cable. It jumped from there to the gas line. It was a lot better ground, a lot shorter, and it made a little hole in it, and it ignited, and it was there burning away, and my wife was down in the basement. She went down there to do something, and it was burning away there, and so she started dipping water out of the wash tubs and throwing water on it, but they got, of course, the power was off. The power had went off. We got home and they'd called Edison. Edison, they were sitting over here about 2 miles, 3 miles from here, 2.5 miles. And they were sitting there waiting for a call. And my son come in here and he says, if you fellas want to pay for a tank of milk, yeah, just linger. They were over here in about 5 minutes. So anyhow, we have all kinds of things like that that happen. And there used to be a father and a son out there to watch Jamaica that was in our club, and he used to come. Static is getting bad here. It was quite bad, but now it's getting louder again.
Hey, Warren?
Yeah.
That was Phil K, WHCTE.
Yeah, it is affirmative. He's the guy that designed that certificate.
Yeah, he told me that.
He told you what?
He told me that he had done it.
Yeah, but for some reason, I don't know,
he forgot to put my call in there. Well, I was probably just kayaking.
What was that?
I said he probably just did it by accident. I won't break in, but I thought I'd jog your memory in WSGO.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Well, you got to jog my memory because I'm getting terrible anymore. So, it's good to hear everybody this morning. Was there another question that somebody asked? But anyhow, I know that was in the 50s. We used to go over there. Golly, the places we met in Carroll. We even met in the sheriff's office for a while. We met in the radio station there. So I got lots of memories of all the places. But there isn't anybody else around that I can talk to about it. So that's my story. And I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to stick to it. Oh, I wanted to mention Jack PNA got to where he was distorted. So I turned and I got down to about, let's see, the last three digits was 95 before he cleared up. So He was going down in frequency, W8SJK, and thanks for running it. Thanks for checking in, or for taking the net control. There's also two other Sundays. Anybody so inclined, why, let us know, and we will show note it, and there goes a pickup by. The dogs all stand out here wanting to stop and open the door. They'll get in and ride with you. 7-3, and have a good week all. W8SJK.